Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In a little bit as well. But first, it is Wednesday. It's time for Dirty Work.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Samantha.
Hey, Samantha, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I have a boyfriend named Josh, and I've noticed probably in the past month or so that he's randomly putting these pictures of himself at the gym up on Instagram.
Okay.
So first of all, it's all kind of unusual for Josh. Not the whole going to the gym thing, but the whole posting pictures in the mirror thing. It's not like him at all.
Yeah.
But I think I know why he's doing it.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, the last couple of times when I went to like the picture, I kept noticing that someone is actually beating me to it. It's this girl named Crystal. So I'm like, instead of just liking the picture, she starts putting little emojis, like the little muscle arm thing, and then a smiley face with, like, heart eyes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I could see the muscle one being okay, but you don't need to be, you know, giving my boyfriend heart eyes. That's definitely not allowed.
Right? No, that's what I said. So anyway, I do what any girlfriend would do, and I look this Crystal girl up. And it turns out she works with him. So I kind of like jokingly say to him one day, you know, I think you have a stalker. And he gives me a weird look and goes, what? And I go on, I'm like, I think whoever this Crystal girl is that works with you, I think she might be obsessed with you. And he goes on to say, I didn't even know I worked with anyone named Crystal.
Uh-huh. Okay, so my BS detector is about to go off here.
Yeah, so, well, here's the thing. He works for a bank, which has a lot of employees. So
yeah.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if he didn't know her. But here's the thing that really got me worried. So he had gone down to Corolla last week to help them do an open branch kind of thing. And so just for the heck of it, I peek onto her, this Crystal Girl's page, and she's got a picture of herself at the beach with a caption that says, when the boss says, you got to go to Corolla for the week.
Wait, hold on. So they were down there at the same time?
Yeah, for part of the same time, yes.
Okay, now my BS detector is going
okay,
off.
So are they back yet?
Yeah, they came back Sunday.
Okay, did you ask him about her? Did you say something like, hey, it looks like you and Crystal had a great time or anything like that?
No, I want to get proof before I say anything else about this girl.
Okay, and I'm assuming you want us to call Josh then and find out?
I mean, you can call him or you can call her if you want. I got her number from their work.
Wow,
you
okay.
You got her number, you did?
Yes, I did. I called when they were down there, and I was like, hey, I need to speak to Crystal. And they were like, well, she's at a different branch today. So I said, does she have another number? Because I really need to reach her today. And so, like, they gave me her cell phone number.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, well, that changes everything then. I'll tell you what. Give us both numbers, just in case. If we call her, I have a great idea that's worked for us before. And you're definitely going to know if we do this, when we call her, that if there's something going on, trust me. So let's get both numbers, give them to Shaggy, and then we will call her when we come back. So we're going to call Crystal. This is the other woman involved. We'll see if we can find out if they are just friends, just coworkers, whatever. And while we do this, let's put Samantha on so she can hear it too, and then we will find out together.
Dialing at random.
Ugh, my stomach hurts.
it's the tense part. All right.
Hello.
Hey, is this Crystal?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Crystal, how's it going? This is kind of weird because we don't know each other, but you work with Josh, right?
I sure do. Why?
So I'm one of Josh's old roommates. We're throwing a surprise party for him. So what we did is we stole his phone for a few minutes and we kind of wrote down everybody in his favorites category on his phone, and your name was in there. So we wanted to invite you to the party. I'm assuming that you are the Crystal that he's been dating, correct?
Dating? No, we just work together.
Okay. Because he was talking to us about some girl he works with. I thought he said it was you. I thought he said you guys were kind of like more than coworkers.
I mean, we are more than coworkers, but we're really sort of keeping that secret at this point, you know?
Oh, right. I got you. Okay, so no wonder he was all whispering about it. I guess he doesn't want anybody at work finding out about you. I can see how that would be a problem with your work.
Yeah, or an even bigger problem with his girlfriend. So I'd appreciate it if you didn't really tell anybody.
Ah.
Well, I hate to break it to you, sweetheart, but his girlfriend already knows.
Oops.
Did you seriously think I wasn't going to notice you liking every one of his Instagram posts as being a little stalker? Sorry, honey, but you're going to have to be a little bit sneakier than that.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who am I talking to?
This is his girlfriend that you hope wasn't going to find out about you, but unfortunately, you're both too stupid to hide something like this, so now you're busted.
Okay, well, I think you need to talk to Josh about all this, because the reason he came to me in the first place was to ask how he should break up with you, so
that's a bunch of bullshit. You know that. The reason he talked to you is because you showed him some attention, so he thought he could make you his naive little side piece who would do whatever he wanted to and keep a little mouth shut.
Okay, well, it's pretty funny that you call me naive, because you're the one who can't see that he's completely over you.
Are you really sure about that?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You know, I don't want to interrupt here, but if you wanted, Samantha, we could settle this right now by just calling Josh if you want.
Yes, why don't we do that?
I mean, go right ahead. If you want to humiliate yourself, it's nothing to me.
Okay, hang on a second.
Hello?
Hey, Josh, it's your girlfriend. Remember me?
Okay, what did I do?
Oh, my God.
It seems your little friend or side piece or whatever the hell you're supposed to be called, Crystal, thinks you're trying to break up with me. Is that true?
Am I trying to break up with you?
Yes, she seems to think so.
No, I'm not trying to break up with you. Who told you she said that?
She did.
Okay, well, no, she's crazy, like you said, okay? She's just, I told you, she's like a stalker from work, and I found out from somebody that she likes me, so I'm trying to stay away from her, okay?
Oh, is that what I am? Oh, yeah, so I'm a stalker now. So, like, last week when you invited me to stay with you at the beach, that was stalking you. When I told you we shouldn't be sleeping in the same bed, and you told me that by next week you wouldn't even have a girlfriend, that was stalking. That's what that is.
Wow, the truth comes out.
Okay, how many people are on the phone right now?
Josh, I'm sorry. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. So technically, right now it's us, your girlfriend, and your other girlfriend,
and everybody listening in their cars.
Yes, and most of them are late for work right now. So if you could possibly hurry up and decide which one of these women you want to be with, that would be great.
This is ridiculous.
You know what? Let me just help you out, Josh. Since I'm just a stalker, I think I'll go waste my time stalking someone else. Don't call me, don't text me, and don't talk to me at work.
Well, that makes things a little bit easier, I guess. Samantha, looks like you are the last woman standing here.
I'm not sticking around for this. You slept in the same damn bed as her, and you told me you didn't even know she was.
Yeah.
Well done. You managed to lose two girlfriends in the same day. That's got to be some kind of record. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, all right. From two, we are now down to zero, I guess. So, Josh, it looks like this whole thing kind of backfired on you. I mean, can I give you some advice if you don't mind?
No, not really.
Okay, well, listen, So some people are slick and they can get away with the whole main girl and side piece thing. You, my friend, are not one of those people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.